愿
这个电流对不对 ？Radiation 是不是出35次了？
啊 ？I went through 35 times of radiology.
那是现在一方面可能老一点，一方面可能耳朵现在也比较差。
I have grown older and my ears is not as good as before.
但是我相信我属灵的耳朵仍然可以听得见主的声音。
But the spiritual ear can still hear the voice of our Lord.
那个。我现在交通我是需要有一杯水，你知道，我自己一杯那个一杯小瓶的那个水啊。
Now as I share, I will need to prepare for myself a cup of water. I have a bottle of water.
但是感谢主啊，这个我们是一个身体的配搭跟一起侍奉。
Thank the Lord because we are the whole, all the bodies are working together.
谢谢你。那我们这个弟兄是不得赏赐。
And our brother will be rewarded.
虽然我的口水少一点，但是主给我的话是，他是沙漠中开道路的神，他是沙漠中开江河的神。
Even though my saliva, I have less saliva, but then he's the one who will open the way in the desert and open a stream in the wasteland.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我想今天小孩子这个小弟兄小姊妹。带我们同领弟兄带我们一同来唱诗赞美我们的神。
Today we have the younger little brothers and sisters led by our brother Tony and to sing and praise to God.
我想事实上我今天讲的信息在今天唱的诗歌都已经唱完了。
And the message I want to share about it has already been sung in all the songs.
或许有今天的信息就可以不必讲了。
Maybe I don't need to share anymore today.
重要是神的话。
The important is the word of God.
重要是这位神的儿子耶稣基督。
The important is our Lord, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在灵的里头来遇见他。
We can see him in our spirit.
我们就要得着他的救恩。
To receive his salvation.
可以把荣耀都归给他。
To give him all the glory.
但是我想，因为主的怜悯，我今天还是交通一点。
At the mercy of God, I still want to share something with you.
我想，倘若主的许可。感谢主，今天我们弟兄有结出圣灵节制的果子来。
And if God is willing, we thank the brother have bear the spiritual fruits.
他好像准时在十一点钟以前就让我有机会来分享神的话。
And sharply at 11, he turned the time over to me.
倘若可行，我想主的许可，也许我在11:45就可以结束。
If God is willing, I want to be able to stop at 11:45.
重要是神自己在圣灵的里头向你我说话。
The important is that God will speak to us in the spirit.
不在乎人的话长或短。
It's not because of the words of man.
当我们在今天聚会的里头，就是遇见这位从死里复活的耶稣。
So we can really see him in the Lord.
这个最近感谢我们最近这个主题，我们弟兄年长的弟兄所分享的信息就是三个：以马略利的神，那么还有什么？牧羊的神，还有更新的神呢、
啊。Thank the Lord that our older brother had given us a theme that our God is a God of Emmanuel, God of Shepherd, and God of Renewal.
以马略利的神说出神与我们同在。
The God of Emmanuel saying that God is with us.
在原来的意思的里头是不合文华的。
In the original meaning, it's not according to the grammar.
因为是为着我们人能够明白，所以才翻作神与我们同在。
But so that we can understand, so it's translated into God is with us.
我记得好多年前，那个林弟兄林三刚弟兄来的时候，他就交通到以马略利。
I remember many years ago, Brother 林三刚 had come and then share about Emmanuel.
什么叫以马略利呢
？What do you mean by Emmanuel？
他说只有。两个人只有两个字，神人跟神。
There's only two words, God and man, man and God.
人继续与神同在，神继续与人同在。那最后，我们这个人就能够像主。
And God is abiding with man, man abiding with God, and eventually man is like God.
以马略利的神。
The God of Emmanuel.
我们遇见这位。以马略利的神
that we will see this God of Emmanuel.
再进一步 这位以马内利的神是牧养你我的神。
And this God is also a God who shepherds.
再进一步，神是天天更新变化我们的神。
To go step further, He is the God who will renew us daily.
叫我们的思想、情感、意志多像我们的神。
So our mind, will, and emotion will be like God.
我今天就特别去讲到以马内利的神。
Today, I want to talk about the God of Emmanuel.
在还没交通以前，我要交通一点。昨天啊，我们弟兄姊妹的那个见证。
But before I start, I want to share about some of the testimony given yesterday.
我们昨天是纪念我们亲爱的弟兄明华弟兄的一个追思礼拜，另外也是一个福音敬拜的一个聚会。
Yesterday we will have a memorial service for our brother Liang Minghua, and also it's a meeting where the gospel was preached.
在我们教宗吃饭的时候，我就跟一位钟老弟兄钟伯伯带来了一个细国姊妹有点交通。
So as we were having lunch, I was having fellowship with an American lady brought by brother Chong.
他说啊，说你们实在是在教会中，在主的里头，主的身体的里面，为主做弟兄彼此相爱的见证。
And she said that you have really testified for God by loving one another.
这是一个圣灵所召聚、所组成的一个家庭。
This is a family that was organized by the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣基督是教会的头。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
圣灵来了，乃是要带领神的儿女们进入神的真理。
The Holy Spirit come and to lead us, the children, into the presence of God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
让我们在主的爱的里头继续的往前。
In the love of Christ, that we can go forward.
第二件事情。
The secondly,
我能够感谢神，明华弟兄能在被主接替以前。他能够听到，在灵里头觉得主向他说话。
That before our brother as he was the Lord, he heard that the Lord is speaking to was speaking to him.
他说以前说到主向人说话，神向人说话，这简直是吹牛。
Because before he said that it was a lie that God will, the Lord will speak to a person.
这个经验他从来没有的。
And he had no experience like that.
我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
晚上虽有哭泣
that even though there's tears overnight,
早晨遍地欢呼
but there will be joy in the morning,
因为遇见了这位从死里复活的主
because he had met this Lord of Resurrection,
从忧愁变成喜乐
from mourning into joy.
那么今天我有机会能够站在这里实在是神的恩典
Today I have the opportunity to stand here as the grace of God.
凭我来说
But for myself,
看我自己
to look at myself,
我是不配
I'm not worthy,
我也讲不出来
and I cannot say,
但是神给我一个属灵的耳朵
God give us a, give me a spiritual ears,
他说交通主的话交通信息是为着我
that to sharing about the message is for my sake,
也为着神的儿女
It's for the sake of the children of God.
所以我就今天早晨有点的机会跟弟兄姊妹交通主的话。
So now I have the opportunity to share about the word of God.
我们现在回到约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 16.
我们有几方面来看。十六节是耶稣说话。
We can look at it from different angles. Verse 16 is our Lord Jesus saying,
等不多时你们不得见我，在等不多时你们要还要见我。
In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me.
那么门徒的反应是什么呢？
So what's the response of the disciples?
几个门徒说，他对我们说，等不多时你们就不得见我，在等不多时你们还要见我，又说，是因我往父那里去，这是什么意思？
They said, what does he mean by saying, a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me?
门徒也说，他说等不多时到底是什么意思？
And,
我们不明白他所说的话。
And said, what does it mean by a little while? We don't understand what he's saying.
那我们的主再次证实门徒所要问的问题。
And our Lord Jesus wanted to confirm of the questions that his disciples have.
我觉得我们主很有耐心、啊、他耶稣看出他们要问他，就说 我说等不多时你们就不得见我，再等不多时你们还要见我，你们为这话彼此相问吗？
And our Lord is very patient. He saw that they are asking, in a little while you will see me no more, and then in a little while you see me.
感谢主。
And thank the Lord.
门徒有问题。
The questions of the disciples.
我们的主有回答。
And our Lord will have answers for them.
我们的人生实在是充满了问题。
Our lives are filled with questions.
耶稣基督永远是我们人生问题的回答。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is always the answer of our lives.
我师姐，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛哭哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐。
And he said, I tell you the truth, you will have mourning, and the world will rejoice.
你们要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy.
门徒为什么痛哭哀嚎忧愁？
Why are the disciples mourning and become sad?
我们知道这是主耶稣钉十字架之前所说的话。
And we know that this is spoken before our Lord Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
耶稣要钉在十字架上，他要死亡，他要埋葬。
Our Lord will be nailed on the cross. He will die and he will be buried.
世界上的人或世界，这个英文翻译应该世界是人或世界，为什么喜乐呢？
Why would the world rejoice?
因为他们觉得他们得胜了。
Because they feel like they have overcome.
他们认为耶稣被钉十字架是主耶稣的失败。
They felt that that Jesus was nailed on the cross was a failure for him.
感谢上帝主。
But thank and praise the Lord.
钉十字架的耶稣基督永远是得胜的主。
The Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross is the one who had victory.
如果主耶稣不钉十字架，那我们的主是失败的。
If he was not nailed on the cross, then he had failed.
今天你我如果愿意天天背起自己的十字架来跟随主
，Today you and I, if we are willing to carry our cross and follow him,
在人来看是羞耻的。
To people, it may be a shame.
是不体面的。
It's not something to be looked upon.
当我们背起自己十字架的时候，我们就要得着那个永远的生命。
But when wecarry the cross that we will receive that eternal life.
来感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的主不只是钉十字架死了埋葬。
Our Lord not only just nailed on the cross, buried.
因为他从死里复活。
But he rose from death.
以神的大能叫他从死里复活。
Because the power of God had caused him to rise.
所以门徒们的忧愁就变为喜乐。
So the grief of the disciples have become joyful.
接下来我们的主就讲了，这个好像妇人生产的时候忧愁，但到了时候生了孩子就不再忧愁，因为世上生了一个人。
Just like our Lord has said that a woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby was born, she forgot the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world.
感谢主，在二十二节，耶稣说：“现在你们是忧愁。”
And thank the Lord that our Lord said in verse 22, "So with you now is the time of grief."
但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。
But I will see you again, and you will rejoice.
我们一起说：“我要再见你们。”
We can say together, "I will see you again."
你们的心就喜乐了。
And you will rejoice.
那么耶稣说：“这喜乐也没有人能夺去。”
And he said, "No one can take away your joy."
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
每次我们在灵的里头遇见这位复活的主，我们的心就喜乐了。
Every time we meet this Lord in the Spirit, then we will have joy.
这喜乐是妇人生产后的喜乐。
It's like the joy after a woman given the birth.
这个喜乐是妇人经过痛苦经验后的喜乐。
A joy that comes from the pain of the childbirth.
从另外一句来说，这是经过十字架经历以后的喜乐。
In other words, it's after we pass through the cross, then we have this joy.
感谢主，我们要再见到主，我们的主，我们就喜乐。
Thank the Lord that when we meet our Lord, then we will have joy.
二十三节就说到奉主的名祷告，我们就要得到答应。
In verse 23, if we ask in the name of the Lord, it will be answered.
在接下来，这个二十四节就说到奉主的名祷告，我们就要得着满足的喜乐。
And it said, as in the name of the Lord, that we will have the joy that will be complete.
我们一起说, 满足的喜乐,
let's say together, the joy will be complete.
我们再一次说, 满足的喜乐,
joy will be complete.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
我们再说, 我们今天相信耶稣的人, 我们要因着信, 在圣灵的里头, 我们要遇见主。
We, for all those who believe in Christ, that through faith that we will meet our Lord.
我们就喜乐了,
then we will have joy.
我们再说一次,
let's say that again.
这些你我信耶稣的人,
that you and I who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们在灵的里头,
in the Spirit,
在祷告的时候,
in our prayer,
遇见了这位主, 我们就喜乐了,
we will have joy when we meet our Lord.
这个是基督徒喜乐的秘诀。
This is the secret to the joy of Christian.
感谢主,
and thank the Lord.
这喜乐是没有能够躲去的,
this, no one can take this joy away from us.
世界的快乐会过去的,
the happiness of the world will pass.
但主的喜乐是永远的,
but the joy of the Lord is forever.
因为我们的神是永远的神,
because our God is an eternal God.
我们昨天, 非是礼拜的时候, 从永远到永远你就是神。
Yesterday in the memorial service we read from Psalm 90 that from eternity to eternity you are God.
神的公义是永远的,
His righteousness for eternity.
神的国是永远的,
His kingdom is for eternity.
神的慈爱是永远的,
His love is for eternity.
感谢主, 祂的喜乐是祂的喜乐, 主的喜乐也是永远的。
And thank the Lord, the joy of the Lord is also for eternity.
今天, 我们仍然活在地上,
today we still live on this earth.
我们有一个交通跟劝勉,
we have encouragement.
我们要天天的只见耶稣, 不见他人,
daily we need to just focus on our Lord and not anybody else.
我们从摩西的兄弟姐姐给我们一些警戒,
from the Moses brother and sister we can have some reminder.
摩西的哥哥是谁?
Who is the brother of Moses?
是亚伦, 对不对?
Aaron.
摩西的姐姐是谁?
Who is his sister?
是谁啊? Miriam, okay.
Miriam.
我们在看那个 民数记17章的时候, 亚伦, 米利安, 他们一直看摩西。
From Numbers chapter 17, we can see that Aaron and Miriam was focusing on Moses.
以至于他们跌倒了。
So that they will fall.
他们里头起了嫉妒,
they have jealousy.
他跟神说, 跟耶和华说,
he was speaking to Jehovah God.
为什么你耶和华跟摩西说话, 不跟我们说话?
Why is Jehovah God speak to Moses and not us?
后来神使亚伦跟米利安长了大麻风,
so God caused Aaron and Miriam to have leprosy.
那借着摩西的祷告, 神医治了他们。
God healed them only through the prayer of Moses.
我们不能够看人,
we cannot focus on man.
我们要看耶稣,
we have to focus on our Lord.
我们如果去看的时候, 旧约中最大的先知是谁?
We can look at who's the greatest prophet in the Old Testament.
啊, 我们猜猜看, 旧约最大的先知是谁?
Guess who's the greatest prophet in the Old Testament?
啊? 是摩西啊, 还是,
是摩西,
是不是以利亚?
Elijah?
以利亚是一个非常伟大的先知,
Elijah is a great prophet.
在那个整个拜偶像的那个时代的里头,
in that world of idols,
他让忠心的,
he was faithfully serving God.
但有一天,
but one day,
他的生命遭受了危险, 人要杀他,
he had danger in his life, but people want to kill him.
他就来到神面前,
so he came to God.
非常灰心,
he was discouraged.
他甚至说, 神啊, 求你取去我的生命,
he even asked God to take his life away.
他不愿意活在地上,
he didn't want to live on this earth.
那今天许多时候, 这个是你我活在地上的愁苦,
and many times this is the same grief we have on this earth,
包括以利亚在内,
including Elijah.
我们要感谢主, 神仍然使用以利亚,
but thank God that he continued to use Elijah.
我们今天要看的不是以利亚, 我们今天要看的仍然是这位从死里复活的耶稣。
Today we're not focusing on this Elijah, but to the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主在以赛亚书里头就告诉我们,
in Isaiah it tells us,
他是一个不善党的主,
and he's the one who doesn't speak much.
他也是一个不灰心的主,
and he's the Lord that will not be discouraged.
这位主耶稣是永远是你我所仰望的主,
and this Lord is the one we need to focus on.
我想我们也许还记得那个我们上个主日是那个交通见证机会对不对?
Remember last Sunday we have a fellowship sharing meeting.
Okay. 那我想我们刚刚开始的时候我们弟兄宣告的读的是哪一节圣经节?
Do you remember what the calling verses from last week?
是不是雅各书第一章?
From James chapter 1?
他说在患难中应该有什么样的态度?
So what kind of attitude we should have in suffering?
在患难中要怎么样? 啊? 要有喜乐, 对不对?
To have great joy.
感谢主, 我想表示我们弟兄姊妹还非常注意 灵会的弟兄的交通。
Thank God that we all focus, pay attention to the sharing.
我想我们要记得我们的姊妹 在主的里头, 圣灵的里头, 为主所做的见证。
We have to remember what our sister shared in the Lord.
虽然我们的 uncle 有没有不在吗?
Yes, uncle 有没有 is not here.
所以 uncle 有没有可以听一下?
Maybe we can listen to it later.
我们三个主日是一个波饼纪念主的交通聚会。
And last week we have the breaking of bread.
那我感谢主借着我们的姊妹向你我说话。
And through our sister was speaking to us.
我想大概我们都知道我要讲什么。
I think you all know what I'm about to speak of.
我在这里不是要高举人。
I'm not raising a man up.
我们俩是要高举我们的主。
To, but rather lifting our Lord up.
我们的姊妹是主修什么? 是主修护士, nursing, 对不对?
Our sister, her major was nursing.
我想 nursing 是非常难学的一门学问啊。
It's a very difficult subject.
我们的姊妹有时候考试又很用功，但是 却往往是不及格。
And our sister was very diligent, but many times she cannot pass.
但是她一面说是很难过。
And on the one side, she was grieving.
但另外一面来说，她能够做见证说，是这个这是出于主，是我们的主要她学有更多的学习。
But then on the other side, that it's from the Lord, then she will learn to deal with it.
借着这个学习，
and through this lesson,
借着这个训练，
through this training.
然后用主的爱去服侍病人，
that she can use the love of God to serve the patients.
这个是主借着我们姊妹向我所说的话。
And this is what God speak to me through this sister.
感谢主，我们的姊妹毕业了没有？
And thank the Lord, did our sister graduate?
但是我们也看见姊妹的喜乐。
We can see the joy of our sister.
就是从忧愁中遇见我们的主。
So from sorrow we can meet our Lord.
主也成了他的喜乐。
And our Lord become her joy.
我想接下来我仍然要交通另外两个见证。
And continuing, I want to share with you two testimonies.
那么第一个见证是讲到一个老母亲。
The first testimony is concerning an older mother.
她是一个多愁善感的母亲。
And she usually will grieve a lot.
她是一个信耶稣的人。
She is a believer.
可是心里头没有喜乐。
But then she didn't have joy.
那么他的儿子也是个传道人，经常劝勉他。
And her son is a preacher and always tried to encourage her.
经常跟他说你要靠主喜乐。
That telling her that you need to rejoice in the Lord.
那就是喜乐不起来啊。
But then she couldn't do it.
可是有一天早上啊， 他从楼上下来吃早饭的时候。
So one morning, she was coming downstairs to have breakfast.
那充满了喜乐。
But she was so joy.
她这个儿子觉得很奇怪。
So she felt very strange.
妈妈到底是什么, 神经有点不太正常, 还是怎么样?
The son felt very strange. What's wrong with mom?
可是妈妈跟他讲说，我昨天晚上做了一个梦。
And the mom said that I had a dream last night.
在一条道路上有许多人在走。
There are many people walking on this way.
可是一边走一边背着许多的重担。
And as they were walking, they were carrying so many burdens with them.
包括这个做母亲的在内。
Including this mother.
突然间，他就看见有一个人走到在行人在人当中看见有一个人。
But among the people, then she saw one person.
这个人充满了主的荣耀跟慈爱。
And this person is filled with the glory and love of God.
就跟这些人说，有许多的重担是你们不必背的。
And this person was saying that most of these burdens you don't have to carry.
有许多的重担是魔鬼所给你的。
And many of these burdens were given to you by Satan.
你要把这些重担丢掉。
You need to put these burdens aside.
后来，这个人当然我们知道就是我们的主耶稣。
And we know that this is our Lord Jesus.
后来主耶稣也走到这个做母亲的身边。
And this person then walked to this mom.
然后就是用手拍拍她。
And kind of patted her.
然后我们这个老姊妹里头充满了平安跟喜乐。
And this old sister filled with peace and joy.
那这个老姊妹这想要说感谢我们的主耶稣。
And this old sister wants to thank our Lord.
可是他突然醒过来。
But then he woke up.
感谢赞美主。
And said praise and thank the Lord.
他的一切的忧愁都消失了。
And all his grief had disappeared.
从那一天起。
So from that day on.
直到他见主的面。
Until the day she sees the Lord.
他说他的叫儿子说他成了全家最喜乐的一个人。
Her son said that she became the most joyful person of the family.
喜乐的秘诀。
The secret of joy.
在于遇见这位耶稣。
Is to meet this Lord.
另外一个简单的交通见证啊。
Another testimony.
要试验试验我们弟兄姊妹这些年来的记忆力到底是怎样。
I want to test how good your the memory of your brothers and sisters.
我不晓得我这一两天就突然想到 Warner Creek 那个弟兄。
And lately I've been thinking of the brother at Warner Creek.
我不晓得有多少人还记得我们弟兄洪弟兄他交通那个 Warner Creek 那个弟兄的见证。
And I don't know how many of you remember the testimony given by this brother from Warner Creek.
不过就是但是主借着这个见证再来提醒你我。
But through this testimony, God remind us again.
我所交通的如果不完全，你们可以去问冯牧师或冯师母。
If what I'm sharing is not complete, you can go ask Reverend Fain and his wife.
我们读写之前我们有点的交通。
And before we share a little bit.
那个我印象中，我们这个弟兄为主做什么见证
？So in my impression, what kind of testimony this brother gave?
他有一天他也是做梦 ，OK。
One day he also had a dream.
他发觉他是加州的 Warner Creek 一个聚会。
And he find out there's a meeting at the Warner Creek.
他看见主耶稣在里头非常孤单的一个人在那里祷告。
He find that our Lord Jesus was praying by himself in this church.
那么他就进去。
So he went in.
他也进去祷告哈。
So he went in to pray.
那么他后来他很想看见主耶稣的真面貌到底是怎样。
He really want to see the face of our Lord Jesus.
可是当他想要看的时候，他突然醒过来。
But every time he wants to see, then he will wake up.
我想重要的是什么
？So what's important here?
看见了这位耶稣。
To see the Lord Jesus.
在灵里头看见了死里复活的耶稣。
To see the Lord Jesus who rose from dead in spirit.
我们的弟兄从冷淡到热心。
So our brother from being lukewarm into very devoted.
他爱主服侍主。
And he loves the Lord and serves the Lord.
在 Warner Creek 的教会的里头。
In the church of Warner Creek.
如果今天还在跟弟兄讲，今天应该是九十岁，真的到九十岁。
If the brother is still here, he should be in the 90s.
他的姊妹还在。
Sister is still around.
这个秘诀乃是看见这位从死里复活的耶稣。
The secret is to be able to see this Lord who rose from death.
哎呦，这个好像才十一点半而已嘛。
Seems like only 11:30. You guys still give me 15 more minutes.
然后我的负担成了，不是成了弟兄姊妹的重担，是成了弟兄姊妹的喜乐。
My burden, hopefully my burden will not become your burden, but become your joy.
我们接下来我们就要看，我想有没有教宗到哪里，就到哪里。那个重要还是神的话，我的话，人的话不重要。
Wherever we can share to, that will be it. But the importance is the word of God, not the word of man.
我们看到玛利亚。
We can look at Mary.
那个有在这世界上有一首诗歌叫玛利亚颂还是什么，有很有名的诗歌，对不对哈？
There's a song in this world called Ave Maria.
谢谢你们。真是在主里头有配搭。当玛利亚的亲戚以利沙伯见到玛利亚的时候。
When Mary's relative Elizabeth saw Mary,
伊丽莎白就高声喊着说：“你在妇人中是有福的，因为你所怀的胎是有福的。”And
Elizabeth raised her voice and said that you are blessed because what you have in your womb is the Most High.
但是我们知道，按照旧约来看，
But we know through according to the Old Testament,
按照摩西的律法来说，
According to the law of Moses.
没有结婚怀孕的妇女，她所面临的难处是非常的大。
For those who are pregnant without marriage and will face a pretty strong punishment.
她是应该大有忧愁的。
And rather she should grieve.
甚至于她的先生约瑟也是心里头充满了难处。
And her husband Joseph will be filled with difficulties.
玛利亚所面临的是被藐视。
What she will face will be looked down on,
被厌弃,
and to be put away,
多受痛苦,
to have many suffering,
常受忧伤,
and have many much grief.
就好像以赛亚书我们的主所经历的,
just like our Lord Jesus had experienced in the book of Isaiah.
更严重的,
more seriously,
玛利亚可能会用人用石头把他打死。
That man may stone her to death.
感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
在圣灵的里头,
in the Holy Spirit.
我们的姊妹玛利亚遇见的主的话,
our sister Mary has encountered the word of God.
遇见主的自己,
had met the Lord himself.
所以在路加福音里头，一章43到48节，玛利亚的反应。
So in Luke chapter 1, verse 46 to 48, she had a response.
玛利亚说,
Mary said,
我的心尊主为大,
say, my soul glorifies the Lord.
我的灵以神我的救主为乐,
and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
因他顾念他使女的卑微,
for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant.
从今以后,
from now on,
万代要称我有福。
All generation will call me blessed.
这个福是什么福气?
So what kind of blessing is this?
我想中国人今天讲福的话，事实上跟一个字合在一起，福气，福气。
And in Chinese, when we talk about blessing, it two words together: the blessing and also the anger.
So 又有福又有气，经常带来生气。
There's blessing and also there's anger.
这是你我的经历。
And that's our experience.
玛利亚的福气。
So the blessing of Mary,
在灵里头的祝福,
and the blessing in the spirit,
它能够成就神旨意的祝福,
that will fulfill the will of God,
它能够更多像我们的主的祝福,
that the blessing that will be more like Christ.
玛利亚的家庭不是一个富有的家庭,
the family of Mary is not rich.
约瑟很早就过世了,
and also Joseph passed away early.
So
our Lord has to be a carpenter. He's the best carpenter in the world.
当主耶稣上圣殿, 去奉献的时候,
so when our Lord Jesus went to the temple to be dedicated,
他的父母所献的是什么东西?
So what did his parents dedicate, sacrifice?
不是牛羊,
not the cattle.
是斑鸠，是鸽子，对不对？
is the dove.
这个是说出是穷苦人家所奉献的。
And this is usually the sacrifice of the poor families.
但在灵的里头，玛利亚是猛虎的。
But in the spirit, Mary was blessed.
当主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，
When our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross,
主耶稣跟使徒约翰讲，
And our Lord Jesus told Apostle John,
看你的母亲，
Say, look, your mother.
你要对玛利亚说， 看你的儿子。
And then said to Mary, behold your son.
我们的主仍然是照顾他肉身的母亲玛利亚。
And our Lord will be attended to the earthly mothers.
但是这个福气是一个属灵的祝福。
But this blessing is a spiritual blessing.
我想神在我们当中给我们两大最大的祝福。
And I think there's two great blessings from God.
都是神所应许的。
And it's, they are promised by God.
第一个,
First,
就是把他所应许的儿子耶稣就给到你我。
He has given us the promised Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个,
And secondly,
他把所应许的圣灵赐给你我。
He has given us the promised Holy Spirit.
当然他还把神的话赐给你我。
And also He gave us His Word.
我们今天在圣灵的里头,
And today in the Holy Spirit,
借着神的话,
through the Word of God,
经历世界许多的难处,
go through a lot of tribulation in this world.
但是那个忧愁要被人喜乐。
But then grief will turn to joy.
第二个我们看到保罗的喜乐。
And secondly, we can see the joy of Paul.
我不晓得我们的保罗是不是一个喜乐的人。
I don't know if you feel like Paul is a joyful person.
当他写腓立比书的时候,
when he was writing the book of Philippians,
那时候他是关在监狱的里面,
he was jailed at the time.
那腓立比的教会, 有问题,
and there's troubles in the church of Philippi.
在弟兄姊妹服事的当中有难处,
they have difficulties in their serving.
所以保罗讲,
so Paul said,
有的传福音是出于嫉妒纷争,
and some will preach the gospel through jealousy,
也是出于好意,
but some through goodwill.
当他讲, 这之前, 在14节前面, 他跟你讲说, 他, 弟兄姊妹因为被他放在监狱里头, 弟兄姊妹就努力地传福音。
But before that he said, because he was jailed, then people were spreading the gospel.
但在这里头有各种不同的动机。
There are different kind of motives here.
有人是出于爱心,
some is have the motive of love.
保罗说是为了便于福音设立的。
But then they would still share the gospel.
有人说是自己结党不诚实, 要加深保罗的痛苦。
But some are because they want to be, they have division and they are not honest.
感谢上帝主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
如果我是保罗,
if you are Paul,
可能我就离开了腓立比的教会。
I probably will leave the church of Philippi.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
今天北美有许多的聚会。
Today there's many meeting places in North America.
特别是那个华人的聚会。
Especially the Asian meeting place.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为来看教会在成长。
On one side, that is the growth of the church.
另外来说是教会的分裂。
But in the other sense, that it's the division of the church.
我想我没有意思要批评那个弟兄姊妹。
I'm not here really to criticize brothers and sisters.
但是我们要借着保罗来看见我们这从死里复活的耶稣。
But through Paul, we need to see the Lord who rose from death.
保罗的反应是什么？
What is the response of Paul?
保罗的回答是什么？
What was his answer?
或是假意。
Yeah, may it be false.
或是真心。
May it be true.
无论怎样。
What does it matter?
基督就被传开了。
Christ is preached.
我们一起说, 基督就被传开了。
Say it together. Christ is preached.
我们再来一次。
基督就被传开了。
保罗,
we thank God for Paul.
他不只讲一次, 因为此我就欢喜。
Not only one time he says that, because of this I rejoice.
再说一次说, 还要欢喜。
And he can say, I will continue to rejoice.
这是保罗在圣灵中遇见主的喜乐。
And this is how Paul had the joy in the Spirit.
他是一个舍己的人。
He's a self-sacrifice person.
他今天成了你我的榜样。
And become your example and mine.
那么很快的，我们就再来跳到下一个。
And quickly we talk about the next one.
就叫希伯来人的喜乐。
The joy of the Hebrews.
我想我们去读希伯来的书，我们就知道。
I think from reading the book of Hebrews, we know.
希伯来就是安慰那些患难的弟兄姊妹。
The book of Hebrews is to comfort those who are in the suffering.
特别是那些曾经是犹太人，后来信耶稣的人。
Especially those who are Jews and have become Christians.
那么在希伯来书第十章的里头，三十二、三十四节这一边，主的话是这样讲。
In Hebrews 10, from verse 32 to 34, the word of the Lord says.
在希伯来书的十章、十一章的里头，那些信心的伟人。
And in Hebrews 11, about the heroes of faith.
都是世界上所不配的人。
And those are people who are not worthy in this world.
是世界上所不配有的人。
And it's not worthy to have this kind of people.
说实在，他不是，或者说用句话讲，不是人，不是世界上的普通人。
Or in other words, they are not normal people in this world.
是一些真实的信耶稣的信心的伟人。
And they truly are people who have faith in God.
他们所看的是耶稣。
And what they see.
他们所活出的是这位耶稣。
And what they live is this Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗借着这个，或者说有人说是保罗所做的，在三十二节说他回到主的话来，回到神以前的救恩里头来，说你们要追念往日。蒙了光照以后，所忍受大征战各样的苦难。
This is maybe some said Paul wrote this book. Said that remember those early days after you have received the light, when you stood your ground in great contest in the face of suffering.
一面被毁谤。
Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult.
遭患难。
And persecution.
因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人。
And at other times You stood side by side with those who were so treated.
你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受。
You sympathize with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property.
知道自己有更美好的家业。
Because you knew that you yourself had better and lasting possessions.
我们特别注意四个字：甘心忍受。
Let's focus on the word you were willingly to suffer.
我们一起再说一次。甘心忍受。
It's joyfully accepted.
我们再说一次，甘心忍受。甘心是什么意思？
So what is the willingness?
在英文圣经里是怎么讲？
I'm trying to look for it. Joyfully accepted because you know yourself. That actually doesn't have it. Probably joyfully accepted.
Joyful. 甘心就是喜乐。OK.
So willingness had come with joy.
这是希伯来人在患难中所经历主的喜乐。
And this is what the Hebrews had experienced.
OK, 我们最后，我想我不必交通，我们就最后来到最后一段。
So we'll come to the final session.
我想这些日子我们有许多的难处。
I think we have many difficulties in lately.
朋友的难处。
We have the difficulties with friends.
死亡的难处。
There's a difficulty of death.
我们更不要提到那个New Orleans 的难处。
And we're not even mentioning the disaster in New Orleans.
当你电视打开来的时候
，When you turn on your TV，
甚至有人出去 vacation， 我们弟兄去 vacation， 电视打开来的时候，都是一些报道一些坏的消息。
Even though when you're on vacation, then when you turn on the TV, it's all sad news.
但是喜乐的秘诀在哪里
？So what is the secret to joy？
我们回到旧约中的哈巴谷。
We can go back to the Habakkuk from the Old Testament.
那我要从三方面来交通。
And I want to share three things about this.
第一个
，First，
哈巴谷的背景。
The background of Habakkuk.
在圣经中没有提到他的来源。
The Bible did not talk about where he comes from.
我们只知道他是一个先知。
We only know that he's a prophet.
哈巴谷是什么意思
？What does it mean by Habakkuk？
哈巴谷就是黏住神，不断的求问神。
And it means that you is close to God, glued to God, and ask God.
他是一个会问问题的人。
And he's a person who will know how to ask questions.
就像你我今天我们的生命充满许多的问题。
Just like your life and my life have many questions.
哈巴谷有几个问题？他有两个问题。
And he had two questions.
第一个问题是什么?
What's the first question?
他讲到犹大支派的人，犹大国他们犯罪。 但是神为什么容忍他们?
And it's the Jews were sinning, and why did God let them?
但是神的回答是什么?
So what was the answer of God?
他说，审判有主的时候，神的管教有神的时候。
There is time for judgment. There's time for discipline.
不是神容忍。
It's not God let them do it.
还是到了时候神要管教。
When in due time God will discipline.
第二个问题。
The second question.
如果神要管教他的儿女，管教犹太民族，为什么要使用加勒底人、巴比伦人？
And when God needs to discipline the Jews, why did He need to use the people from Babylon?
加勒底人、巴比伦人事实上是什么人？是比犹太人更坏的人。
And these are people who are worse than the Jews.
因为他们是非常凶暴，就这样。
Because they are very fierce.
那主的回答是什么?
So what is the answer of God?
主的回答是说到一件事，他说巴比伦人、加勒底人，他们有一天也要遭受审判，因为他们犯了罪。
He said one day the Babylonian, they too will face the judgment because they also sin.
神是公义的神。
God is righteous.
是圣洁的神。
He is holy.
我们今天唱的第九诗歌是 Holy, Holy, Holy.
The first song we sang today is Holy, Holy, Holy.
让我们感谢神，我们的神也是慈爱的神。
But thank God, He also a loving God.
把他儿子耶稣就给到你我。
He gave His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我觉得我们的神也非常的幽默。
And our God is very humorous.
他就启示给哈巴谷说，你到底是一个怎么样的人？
He revealed to Habakkuk you know, what kind of person he is. And Habakkuk saw that he's only a sinner. And he is a sinner.
感谢主，神不只是提到罪。
But thank God did not stop him.
神第二点跟他讲说，你要相信神的爱。
And he also told him you need to believe in the love of God.
第三点,
the third point.
最后一点,
the last point.
也是最后的最重要一点,
as the most important point.
义人必因信得生,
the righteous will be justified by faith.
弟兄姊妹起来, 义人必因信得生,
the righteous will live by faith.
我们再说一次, 义人必因信得生, 哈巴谷的反应是什么?
So what's the response of Habakkuk?
我们都知道,
we know that.
就是在旧约里头最有名的其中的一首诗歌。
And it's a very famous song in the Old Testament.
他说我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发抖，骨中朽坏，我所立之处战惊，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，幻境之名上来。
He said, I heard my heart pounded, my lips quiver at the sound. Decay crept into my bones, and my legs tremble. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. When our Habakkuk met the Lord,
这是他的喜乐,
that was his joy. And that's the response of his joy. So, though the fig tree does not bud,
葡萄树不结果,
and there was no grapes on the vines,
橄榄树也不效力,
though the olive crop fails,
田地也不出粮食,
and the fields produce no food,
圈中缺了羊,
though there are no sheep in the pen,
棚内也没有牛,
and no cattle in the stalls,
然而,
yet,
我要因耶和华欢心,
I will rejoice in the Lord.
我们起来,
let's pray again.
我要因耶和华欢心,
I will rejoice in the Lord.
因救我的神喜乐,
I will be joyful in God my Savior.
我们起来, 因救我的神喜乐,
I will be joyful in God my Savior.
对不起, 稍微超过一点点,
sorry, I just passed just a little bit.
我想我们在主的恩典里头, 我们用哥林多前书13章第7节保罗的劝勉。
I think in the grace of God we can encourage one another in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
它有四个凡事,
there's in all things.
第一个,
first,
凡事包容, 第十三章第七节，十三章第七节。
It always protects.
凡事相信。
Always trust.
我们一起说，凡事相信。
Always trust.
凡事盼望。
Always hope.
凡事忍耐。
Always perseveres.
只等到主再来。
Until the Lord come back.
主祝福他自己的话。
And bless his own words.
弟兄为我们分享的讯息，你对以马内利的神叫我们的忧愁变为喜乐。刚才小孩子唱歌的时候没有分享。